She came to you today. You were supposed to be at work. Technically, you were at work. You just weren't working. You were sitting there, staring at yet another meeting notification on an overstuffed calendar. Everybody wanted a piece of you. Your colleague needed help with something or other, and your boss reminded you about a looming deadline that you knew you would never meet, even if you worked another late night. You've worked so many late nights recently. Your dreams have been haunted by spreadsheets and figures that never add up. Every morning you've dragged yourself over to the coffee pot and begged for motivation. Every evening, as you fell asleep face down on your laptop, you wished for relief. You didn't think anyone was listening. You were wrong. The spirit of adventure does not come when she's called, but goes where she wishes. She's not a god to be prayed to. She's a force of nature, unpredictable and uncontrollable. She is the sudden warm breeze carrying the smell of spring on a clear day in March. She's the quickening of your pulse at the promise of something exciting and new. She's your favorite song, the one you haven't heard in such a long time, the one that hits differently now but still gets you to roll down the car windows and keep the beat on your steering wheel. She's reckless and impulsive and dangerous and thrilling. She breathes color and life into every dull, gray day. She's going to get you in trouble, but at least you'll have a story to tell. She startled you, appearing out of the blue, standing behind your office chair, resting her hands on your shoulders. You're so tense. Her voice was almost a purr. You deserve a day off. You glanced at your calendar, at your inbox, at the text from your boss, asking why you weren't already at that meeting. Her lips brushed against your ear, and the hairs on your neck stood on end. Leave it all and come with me. The air in your tiny office smelled like that hot summer night when you snuck out with your friends to drink cheap beer under the stars and talk about nothing and everything. She pulled your chair away from the desk suddenly and swung her leg over your waist to straddle you. Her eyes bored down into you. You couldn't look away if you tried. You didn't try. She cupped your face in her warm hands and lowered herself onto your lap. The word please barely escaped your lips before they crashed against hers, and whatever request you're about to make evaporated from your mind in a flood of heat. Your hands tangled in her wild, unruly hair as her teeth grazed your bottom lip, her lips returning to devour yours. You suddenly remembered a public service announcement on a nature documentary instructing swimmers who find themselves caught in a riptide to swim parallel to shore rather than fight the current, but any and all thinking ceased abruptly as she lifted her shirt over her head. You took one perfect nipple into your mouth and gently rolled the other between your forefinger and thumb. Her moans stoked the fire growing deep inside you. She rolled her hips against your straining cock, soaking your pants and pulling a moan from your lips. She smiled down at you, her eyes gleaming. Are you ready to come with me? Yes, your strangled voice caught in your throat. You couldn't remember wanting anything so badly in your entire life. Her hand slipped easily under layers of fabric and squeezed your cock. Are you sure? Say the magic word. She rolled her thumb around the tip, slick with pre-cum, and her body twitched involuntarily. Please, you cried out desperately. Please let me come with you. Please take me away. Please, I need you. Your words were cut off as she slipped off the chair, down to her knees, and slid your pants to your ankles. She paused only for a moment to lick the tip of your cock, a playful glint in her eyes, before her warm, wet mouth engulfed you. Stars danced behind your closed eyes as you became overwhelmed by sensation. Her firm grip slid up and down the length of your slick cock while her mouth sucked at the head. Your moans grew louder as the tension built inside of you, her enthusiasm never wavering as she bobbed her head to the rhythm. It had been so long since you last felt this alive, your body transformed from a thing of muscle and bones into pure electricity, crackling and sparkling. Her hot mouth moved up and down your cock, taking all of you into her again and again. Every nerve in your body stood on edge. You were so close. Your breaths became sharp gasps. You desperately tried to speak, to beg for release, but there was no need. In one swift motion, she gripped your hips and forced your cock down her throat as deep as it could go, sending you over the edge. She held on tight as you crested the wave and slowly relaxed her grip as your cock finished pulsing inside of her mouth. You giggled, suddenly giddy after the rush, and she smiled up at you, wiping her mouth with the back of a hand. "You're mine now." She stood and pulled her shirt on. "And we are going to have so much fun." By the time your boss walked into your tiny office, you were long gone. Your keycard dangled from the corner of your office chair, and the yellow sticky note on your laptop read, "Going on an adventure."